Sarah King calls Adelaide home despite her English village upbringing. Her music is dreamy and nostalgic. It draws on her classical training while remains reflective, honest and personal. Sarah is performing this Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m. at the Brick City Bar on Grenfell Street as part of Umbrella Winter City Sounds and is launching her EP later next month at the Weedy. She joins us in the studio now with her very lovely Nord keyboard. Good morning to you both. Sarah King is going to be performing as part of the Umbrella Winter City Festival, and she's also going to perform a song, and she's about to tell us about the significance of home.
Being English born, being raised in England, with a very eclectic musical background, I then moved over to Australia back in 2000, fell in love with the countryside and the sense of abundant freedom here. And then moving on, now I'm in Adelaide, called Adelaide Home. I've been here for 4 years, so I think this project kind of came about. Thank you. And the song itself. Sit down. And the song itself, because I've moved around a little bit and, you know, really connect with and started exploring themes about home. So yeah, this song came out of that.
And you're playing this Sunday, as we mentioned, at Brick City Bar as part of the Umbrella Winter City Sounds. And proceeds from your gig are going to the Catherine House Charity. What is the Catherine House Charity, if our listeners haven't heard of it? And how did you get involved with them?
So it's a refuge for homeless women in Adelaide. And they put together lots of different programs to help women who are going through tough times. I suppose I connected with it. I started reading a lot about homelessness, and it's something that when I moved down to Adelaide after living in Queensland for such a long time, my children actually noticed, especially in the wintertime, the hardships for homeless people here. So it was quite a personal thing again. And so I got in touch with Catherine House, Deirdre, and I said I wanted to put on this event, and if we can raise some money, we'd really like to donate it.
Well, it does sound like a very good thing and quite a pertinent time to be doing it in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
Because, homelessness is terrible at any time of the year, let alone in these sort of conditions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Umbrella City Sounds, what do you think of being, or how does it feel being part of the festival?
It's great. I think it was their first year last year, and then this year it was a great opportunity to actually put an event together. It's been really advertised around the city, and it's got a lot of interest, and there's a lot of great music happening.
And are you performing with your keyboard and with other musicians this Sunday?
So this Sunday is just going to be me playing solo, so it was an opportunity to kind of strip everything back.
Yeah.
And just play everything kind of in its raw state, really.
Well, how instrumental have your family been in helping you?
Huge. Huge. From a very musical family. So music was just part of our life as we were growing up. It was fun. It was educational. It was kind of everything that it's supposed to be, really.
Yeah, so. I was just thinking the same thing. I thought, wow, how beautiful.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. And you're classically trained, as we mentioned in the intro. Have you had the benefit, like you mentioned there, you know, you got to learn and have fun as a child. And some people say it's always good to learn all the rules so you can break them later. How, pardon the pun, instrumental has been your classical training in, your songwriting?
Yeah, it's been a really interesting journey, actually, and I'm still learning a lot. I think the training gives you that discipline that you need in that kind of professional attitude, but being able to do things my way is very exciting.
You are on Radio Adelaide and you are on Breakfast. You're with me, Ian Newton, and I have the pleasure of being joined in the studio by Sarah King. She's playing this Sunday at the Brick City Bar on Grenfell Street as part of Umbrella Winter City Sounds. What time is your gig?
We start at 4.
That's a nice time.
Yes, it's kind of a family-friendly vibe kind of happening.
Well, I've never actually been to Brick City Bar, but it does sound like it's going to be a cosy afternoon.
Yeah, it's quite an intimate space, actually, and it's kind of nestled upstairs on top of a coffee shop, I think, and it's in a beautiful listed building. So there's big ceilings and stained glass windows. Yeah, it's going to be pretty cozy.
And apart from that gig, I've heard that you're also launching an EP at the Weedy on the 27th of August.
Yes, yeah.
And you're going to be performing there with a string quartet.
Yeah, so this project, my EP, was a bit of a challenge, and I wanted to set myself that challenge of writing for string quartet as well. I played a lot in string quartets over the years, so that's what I did with this music. So for the EP launch, yeah, I've put together a string quartet, which is going to be really exciting, and full band as well.
Wow. Yeah. That sounds like a... I imagine that's an evening gig, or is that an afternoon show?
Again, it's a Sunday arvo.
Oh. I think that's great.
Yeah.
So
4 o'clock at the Weedy, 27th of August.
You know, some people... like, you know, being night owls, I'm one of them. But I have to say, it is nice to enjoy the music in the afternoon, and, you know, it gives it, it's a bit more relaxing, really.
Yeah, I mean, my music is definitely kind of Sunday arvo, dreamy kind of music anyway. I don't think I'd go down too well on a Friday or Saturday night.
Well, look, we'll come back and have a bit more of a chat, but I'm really keen to hear some music. What are you going to play for us this morning?
So this is a track off my EP called Back Home.
Beautiful. Rather apt for a rainy day, and I'm sure that'll go down really well on a Sunday afternoon.
Thank you.
Couldn't help but notice the sort of rather jazzy influence in there.
There is a little, isn't there?
Yeah.
I suppose being classically trained for so many years, and then when I did a lot of my string quartet work, I was actually lucky enough to work quite closely with Katie Noonan. And I think the first time I came to Adelaide and played with her was about 5 years ago at the Cabaret Festival when she did her Love Song Circus. So I remember the playing those quartet parts, and they're actually arranged by a jazz musician called Steve Newcomb. And, yeah, they just blew me away and kind of inspired me, realised, oh, you know, strings can do this and music can do this. So, yeah, it was really inspiring. So we're still really good friends. So we still have that connection there. And I think it's kind of come through the music a little that I've been writing.
So that's fairly indicative of the EP?
Yeah, yeah. It has the same vibe running through it for sure.
Wow, I can't wait to hear it. We're fast running out of time. We've got another show coming in and we're going to get kicked out of the studio in a minute, but I'll just remind our listeners you're playing this Sunday, 4 p.m,
yep.
Brick City Bar on Grenfell yep. Street as part of Umbrella Winter City Sounds.
Yep.
And you're launching the EP on the 27th of August with a full band and a string quartet at
yes.
the Weedy at 4 p.m.
Yes.
Wow. I'm going to put you on the spot, Sarah.
Oh.
We've got 90 seconds before the news. If you'd like to play out some beautiful music, that would be fantastic.
Oh, okay. Here's another one. This one's called She Knew.